Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
All right, Ted, I got a random would you rather question for you.
Hit me.
Would you rather find a snake in your food or a snake in your car?
Food.
In your food.
So I got more time to react.
Okay.
If it's in the car.
And more space to get away?
Yeah, if it's in the car, I'm going to freak out and probably crash the car. They'd get bitten by the stupid snake.
All right.
For crashing the car, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that would be horrible.
No, I agree.
What if the snake comes out of the plate and just snaps you right in the nose?
Again, nightmare fuel either way, but I guess at least with the plate, I'm not also crashing a car.
All right.
Right. Only one thing can happen. The snake can bite you, and that's the beginning and end of that if you're at home.
All right.
Correct. But
without wrecking the car.
And you're, a snake in the car, that
when you crash the car, you're still in the car with the snake.
Aussie police, I received a strange call over the weekend from motorists on the Monash Freeway. That's outside of Melbourne. Detailing a barefoot woman trying to flag down other cars.
Her feet look like bear's feet.
When officers arrived, the woman's actions became clear. She had discovered a highly venomous creature in her car while driving. The woman explained she'd been traveling on the freeway when she felt something on her foot and looked down to find the deadly tiger snake slithering up her leg. Mm. Remarkably, she was able to fend the snake off of her and weave through traffic before pulling over and leaping out of her car to safety. According to Victoria Police, they note that the woman appeared to be in shock when they arrived, though she apparently had not been bitten. A guy from the Melbourne Snake Control was called in to retrieve the snake, which he then released into a bush well away from homes and people and pets near where she pulled over. She joked that she was playing a Barry White CD to calm the roaming reptile. And said, able to track it down in the rear of the woman's vehicle thanks to the distinct musky odor the snake sends out when it feels threatened. Normally, when snakes are in cars, they find a really nice little hidey hole, and they can stay in it for days and not come out. But we were lucky the snake moved around to the back of the car. Woman seemed fine, though she was taken to a local hospital to get checked out, and so ended one of the more bizarre welfare checks that they had in that area. Now, another story. A venomous snake traveled from South America to New Hampshire in a bunch of bananas before it was discovered by shocked employees at a Manchester grocery store on Saturday.
You made it all the way to the store?
Think about that. From South America to New Hampshire.
We're lucky enough that one of the workers at Market Basket was very familiar with reptiles.
Oh, that guy. He finally came in handy.
Lieutenant Adam Cheney.
He's been creeping everybody out for 3 years.
And now finally they're like, you know what, Doug is okay.
From the New Hampshire Fish and Game Law Enforcement Division told NBC News, he said that the story be adapted for the big screen as snakes on a plantain. Thankfully, no one was injured, as the 18-inch-long cat-eyed snake, native to Panama, Colombia, and Ecuador, was recognized as a mildly venomous species, and a conservation officer was called in.
Where does, like, a rattlesnake, like, what would be considered mildly venomous? Or is a rattlesnake mildly venomous?
Oh, they can kill you.
They can kill you, so but say on average, 24 hours.
You can get bit, right? You can get bit by a rattlesnake and live. Like, some of those ones in Africa and Australia, like, if it bites you, you're basically dead.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The nocturnal snake, which was unharmed, has since found a new
home
at the Rainforest Reptile Show, an animal rescue service that uses exotic animals to educate the public. The vice president of that place says this new hitchhiker friend will remain with the group and its frogs and is now in a temporary habitat. They're trying to build a permanent space for this particular snake. But he notes the group takes extreme precaution when using venomous species for outreach events. But ornate cat-eyed snakes are only mildly venomous to humans. A bite would not be fatal, but it would be extremely painful.
Right. You'll want to die.
The USA Today.
But you won't. You know, you wonder, like, all right, I run an exotic tropical reptile place like this guy, but I'm in New Hampshire. Now, obviously, you're going to get people that show up because they want to see these things because, again, you're in New Hampshire. There's nothing interesting there. You got to wonder if he's like, look, man, you call down to Panama or Ecuador or Colombia or whatever it is, like, hey, there's a shipment of, I don't know, whatever's going to this store, throwing seven frogs and two snakes. Because inevitably, when they find these things, whether it makes it into the grocery store, whether it makes it to someone's house, news of this gets out, what do we do with this weird tropical thing? Oh, hey, man, I got my tropical exhibition hold on. I'll take them off your hands. Because it'd be free of charge at that point, right? This guy just scored what he called an ornate snake, which scared of snakes or not, it's probably interesting to look at. He got it for free. I'm just saying, I would be in bed with those guys in a heartbeat. Like, yo, man, anything that's coming up to New Hampshire, make sure there's something weird in there that I can put in my spot. Doesn't cost me any money.
Okay.
That's how my brain thinks.
Here we go.
The guy at the grocery store that knows snakes.
Okay. I'm just saying, it seems too perfect.
You can picture that guy.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Big gauge ears.
What'd you rather question?
Yeah. Dyed black hair.
He's into like a specific kind of metal.
Yes. Northern Swedish death metal.
Yeah, dude. Would you guys rather to be able to fart on command at any time?
Yes.
Or make others fart, but you always smell it? So you can make someone else fart at any time. Unfortunately, you're going to have to smell it.
I'll make others fart.
Hell yeah.
Or that would be an amazing power.
Fart ventriloquism would be awesome.
Yes.
It would be. Think about all the women that shot you down at the bar or in high school and all that. Like, all right, cool. And now she's laughing at you with the friends and they're walking away. And
imagine you're having a conversation with your boss and he's like chewing you out. Make him fart.
Oh.
By like that third fart, he's got to be or she's got to be embarrassed to be like, oh, we got to end this meeting.
Sure.
Damn right we do, Sticky.
Yeah. See, I think I'm watching Red Zone and I watch Scott Hansen out there. Ooh, crack one out here in the middle
or
of the
one
play.
Of the players that's mic'd up.
Yes. Yes.
Or I would
wait till your brother's out there just making a call.
First down.
That would get me to go to church.
Oh, God.
Just to make other people fart?
No, to make the preacher, the minister fart. Anytime he says something, it's deep and heavy, just... Because no one can hold it
together. My apologies. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, you're sitting at a bar, you're both talking to the same chick. That dude's farting now.
Yeah. I just upped my chances.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just keeps farting.
I'd crash funerals.
Crash funeral, but I do it to the corpse.
What if you can
look?
Make the dead guy fart?
But the problem is now you got to smell it. Keep in mind, we do have to smell everybody else's beef when we do it. Doesn't matter how far away
but
we are.
The thing is, rarely, look, I will suffer the stink of your fart if I've humiliated you. So if it's just the two of us, maybe I don't make you fart. It's just me and you. We're in an elevator, like eight people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to smell it. They've all got to smell it, but they all know it's you.
I don't want to fart with eight people. I want to fart with me, you, and a very hot woman that's in that elevator.
Okay.
And it's very clear.
Let me ask you this. How many farts before you'd have to leave a bar? You're audibly farting out loud. Everybody can hear you.
I'm the one farting?
Right.
Okay.
I'm saying it's only two or three before you're going to have to be like, all right, I got to go.
I think three would be the... I think the first one, even if it stinks, it's kind of forgiving because everybody slept. The second one... It'll get a little quieter in there, and you get a couple of stink eyes, and people just like, hey, man, you all right? And you go like, my bad, I apologize. The third one,
you gotta
think
smell
you need to leave.
Okay, but look.
Yeah, but you're at a sports bar, Miles, and there's one fan that's just annoying the crap out of everybody. I'm making that guy fart.
Oh, yeah.
What if you're in a Hooters, okay? And the girl comes up, and she says, I'd like to go over some of the specials. And then you're like, oh, God, because you can smell it, right? And she's like, I am so sorry. Like, no, we'll take a minute. We'll just... Could you just get a pitcher of beer, you know? Yeah. And she comes back and
it's on us.
She's gonna pour the beer, and every time she just kind of moves the pitcher to pour it,
That would be awful.
Well, in parroting off of what Ted said, you know, after a while, you can also use it to your advantage to maybe get somebody to leave that you don't want around. Say that all four of us are out hanging at a bar, and there's just somebody that won't leave us alone, and so we just keep getting him to fart until he walks away.
I don't think that person would. I know what you're saying, but that person would not.
The Hooters waitress, you go, I want 9 medium wings, you know. And she goes, okay, 9 medium. And I'm like, Jesus. She goes, well, the wings are on me. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. All right, how about this one since we're talking about ass? Would you rather your nose and genitalia switch places or your mouth and your bottom? Would you rather your nose and genitalia switch places or your mouth and your bottom switch places?
I got to go genitalia. I mean, you're going to get looked at one way or another, but I'd rather have to smell what's going on down there than taste it.
How much of the bottom, Miles? Like, do I have cheeks or am I just sporting?
Your mouth is now your butt.
I'm about to say,
your butt is now your mouth.
I'm just sporting lemon sour lips the entire time. Is that what's going on?
Your nose and genitalia switch places.
You know exactly what your face is.
So you can smell down there, but you got your genitalia on your face.
I think I might go mouth bottom, dude.
Mouth bottom.
Yeah. I'm going to go genitalia on the face.
I just can't have a big old D hanging off my face.
No. Walking around with a hog, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
The problem would not be
it touches my upper lip.
I mean, you can, like, wear a mask, but if you get excited, everyone knows. Right?
I look like Pinocchio.
He must be telling lies if that man's nose is growing.
He's got a little nose tent. I mean, I don't know. I think I'd rather have my genitalia on my nose.
Yep.
Really?
I don't know. Is your mouth on your butt? Because you'd have to stand up to talk.
Stand up and talk, which is fine, but you know, like you said, your expression would just look like an old person who took their dentures out.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, off the time, I'll go out to the tables. As I like to say in the industry, I'll touch a table, check in with people, see how they're doing. You know, VIP guest.
Sure, sure.
Other guest. The hot chick.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah. I'll check in with her, you know. How's the meal? How's this douche you're with?
Wow.
Yeah. But these are 10 things your restaurant server secretly hate about you. We're starting with number 10, because I know Miles and I are both guilty of it. Thrill, I don't know if you do it. Ah, damn it, Mike might do it too.
Is this the, your plate is clean and no, I hated it or something along those lines?
That's exactly what it is.
It's that point in time, who cares?
When you brought it up at the top of the show, I was like, once you said, I know me and Miles do it, I'm like, I know it's that stupid joke. Like, oh, hey, how was everything? Your plate should hate it.
Plate is clean, right? This isn't like... There's a couple bites left. You've eaten everything, and then you go, I hated it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I honestly, I tell a lot of cringy jokes, and I avoid that one.
All right.
It's because I know they've heard it 100 times today. Like, all right, I don't know.
I know. And I shouldn't do it. My dad did it. I hate it.
That's why
kid,
I do it.
But I still
My grandfather did it.
Yeah.
Worst meal I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it looks like the plate was licked clean.
Right.
Yeah. That and... I remember, you know, you just have those things. Like, my dad, if we got a parking spot close, he'd always go, must be in the front row. I do it all the time now that I'm driving again.
Yep.
I'm like, why am I saying this out loud?
There was only one time I actually had a negative review when a waitress asked, you know, how is everything? You know, everybody just says good, whatnot.
Yeah.
I went to a Mexican restaurant and I got a burrito that was smothered in mole.
Okay.
And I ate it. I enjoyed most of it. And she said, how's everything? And I said, honestly, the burrito is fantastic. I think I don't like mole.
All right, that's
fair. I wanted to lay it on there. Like, I believe this is fantastic. I think I just don't like this flavor.
I know. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a huge mole guy either. Mm-hmm. And I've been, arguably, people say it's one of the best restaurants in the States to get mole. Mm-hmm. It's just not my thing.
Nah.
I know. But people, that got really famous a few years ago with all the annoying foodies.
I know. Oh,
they have the best mole.
Like, all right, you're from Missouri. these are things restaurant servers secretly hate about you. People, you should know by now, stop doing this. You come in 15 minutes before they close. Yeah. All right? Your waiter hates you.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen staff hates you.
Kitchen hates you even more.
Correct.
I mean, it is a blistering, unspeakable hatred that we would have in the kitchen. And look, we're going to make your meal. It's not that. We're not going to do anything to it, but it's just, we seriously effing hate you.
Because you start cleaning up earlier on. So
you know, because it's a lot to clean. So, and you even kind of have a methodology for how you clean. Like, we know the restaurant is still open. We know that some a-hole might roll in 50 minutes before we close. So you kind of clean the same way each time. You know, you shut down certain stations and all that. But, like, once we turn off anything hot and you come in and you want something cooked.
Got fire back up.
Dude, I cannot explain. And they're right. The waiter hates you because the waiter has to go back and apologize to the kitchen. The kitchen knows it's not the waiter's fault. Mm-hmm. But we're all in cahoots for hoping that you get in a car wreck.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you didn't want to cook at 8:45, you better be closed by 8:45.
Correct.
And that same put a-hole, my penis in your food.
Right, that same a-hole will show up at 8:30.
Right. Exactly. Right.
You know what I mean?
You're darn right. And I guarantee you he's clocked out of work by 4:45.
And look, it's tough. Sometimes you don't know, right? Go to any bar and restaurant. Like,
I mean, if you don't
look,
know.
Look, we can do it for our show, right? Like, I talk to people all the time that are starting radio and they're this and that. And I said, don't count on phone calls. I said, we've been here 20 years. Some days people don't call in. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing with a restaurant. You could have owned this restaurant for 20 years. I don't know how to explain it. There's a Thursday night where nobody shows up. And then at the last hour,
oh yeah,
you just get crushed. Smacked, yeah.
So when you're cleaning kitchens, they don't know. It's just like, all right, well, nobody's ordering anything in half an hour. Let's get it going.
Then the ticket machine goes crazy and you're like, good, dude.
I would also say this. Talk to your server or your bartender. Generally, they'll be, if you're really that hungry and you don't want to go to fast food, they'll be like, all right, can you just order this?
We'll put something together. Absolutely,
right,
man.
Are you cool with something out of the fryer?
That's the last thing that most kitchens will shut down if they have one. So it's like, look, the fryer is still hot. We're not going to cook anything for you, but we will deep fry something for you because, one, whatever's deep fried tastes better, mm-hmm. and it's still hot.
Just look at the late night menu if they have one. If they're one of those places, even if they have not, they've partially closed the kitchen down.
Yeah.
Correct. Let's see. I like this one. Complaining about prices. The servers have zero control over that.
Yes. Real.
Yeah, but they don't care. That's not their problem.
And look, it's 2020 vibe. You know what I mean? Go out there and look at the menu before you go. You know if you can afford that restaurant or not.
Yeah.
These are things your servers secretly hate about you. Acting like a regular when you're not a regular. Don't expect special treatment if you come in twice a year. Once a week, you're a regular. Once a month, maybe.
Maybe.
Side note, being a regular doesn't actually mean anything. Doesn't have to mean anything.
It doesn't give you a discount.
No.
No, generally, though, might. Especially if you're a regular at a certain restaurant or bar, they'll know what you like.
Exactly.
They might be a little quicker to serve you, but like...
For sure.
Yeah, I would also say, too, for some regulars, shut up once in a while. There's only one bartender, right? Like, let them get to the other patron. They'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I always respect a bartender that'll just walk away mid-conversation.
Do they have stuff
serve
to
somebody
do?
And come back and pick back up. I'm like, all right, he knows what he's doing.
Yep.
Snapping or whistling to get their attention.
Man.
They say, like, you get away with a wave. They don't see you at first glance. Give them a minute. You're probably not their only table. Snapping and whistling does not work. Mike,
what's
the one we do that always works with a female waitress? Hey, toots! I think I stole that from VD.
Famous for
you know what I like to do? I just throw myself out of the chair like I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
They always come over. Mm-hmm. Sir, are you all right? Can I get another water?
Right. No, I need another water.
I need
please.
A double.
Yeah.
I need a side of ranch.
I'm sorry, please. I forgot that.
Mike, you brought this up earlier today. There's things your restaurant server secretly hates about you. When you don't say please or thank you,
right.
When people just say, I'll have this or I want that.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. When I was a kid, like, that was unacceptable to
oh, yeah.
to treat waitstaff with anything less than the utmost respect.
Maybe it's my family background. I will correct other people's kids. I want, like, something else you want to say there?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because to me, it just sounds incredibly rude.
Yes.
I want this. I want that. Like, you're not five. I think it's rude from a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
so I'm certainly not going to let a 40-year-old order like that.
There is a dude that I now refuse to go out to eat with because for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just been ingrained in him since childhood, but he acts like the waitstaff are below him every time that they come up. And like, he barely looks him in the eye. Burger with cheese and fries.
And that's it, right?
Yeah. Right.
God, I know. I know one of those people, and I like the dude, but he is brutal at restaurants.
And there's always something wrong with the food. They're never fast enough. Like,
I remember we were sitting outdoors, right?
Yeah.
You know, you get that first spring day, right? Everybody wants to sit outdoors.
Of course.
Enjoying the weather. The waiter is this. He did not anticipate this weather. He said, just me. Are you guys ready to order, or can I come back? I'm just swamped. Come back, dude. comes back, and this guy's just going, I guess I'll have. And even I was like, order!
It's been a while.
These are things your restaurant secretly, or your server secretly hates. Parents who let their kids throw stuff everywhere. If your kid leaves a big mess behind, you better leave a big tip.
It's not just the waitress that doesn't like it.
Nobody likes that.
Crying.
Nobody. Yeah, I've definitely got on my kids' ass about that when they're young. I'm like, man, when we go out, there's a way that you frickin' behave.
Exactly.
And you know what that is? You behave.
When I was a kid, there was free rein in a handful of places, and then there was lockdown in other places.
No, for sure.
Restaurants are one of them. You sit there, you be quiet, you eat your food.
That's it.
Look, I've done this with my buddy. When his kids were littler, like, they were acting up, and we just went, okay, just get our stuff to go.
Yep. Right?
Or, like, we'll leave.
Or you settle up. Look, if you are just decent, I promise you can get ice cream more done. You can pick your dessert. If you start with that, which I did, that seemed to be the... That was the key to me to have a peaceful, really? Relaxing time.
I never negotiated with the kids. Dad look.
But I always gave them ice cream anyway, so I don't know what they... Right. You know, it wasn't like I was the ice cream police. It's like, I will buy you ice cream if you just sit there and behave.
Grabbing your plate or drink off a tray they're holding.
Jesus. Oh,
right? Don't do Seems that. Like you're helping, but honestly, they generally have it balanced out a certain way.
It is balanced.
So they want to take stuff off a certain way. So if you do it yourself... The whole tray's going to spill.
I cannot imagine doing that.
No.
Unless they asked me, hey, can you grab that plate and help me out? Sure.
Yeah. These are things your server secretly hates about you. When people insist on sitting outside, they complain about the temperature or the noise right. or the bugs.
That's on them.
That's what outside is.
Again, if you want to have some beers on a patio and it's covered, fine. To whoever I'm on a date with. No, I do not want to eat outside.
No kidding, dude.
I don't know why.
I hate that.
Eating in direct sunshine to me is like a circle of hell.
Circle of hell.
Seriously. I mean, I would do it, if we're at a barbecue or we're picking crabs, sure, understood. But like, there's a whole restaurant. You want to sit in the sunlight? I'm going to get sunburned.
But I feel great.
Yeah.
Great. Well,
put a jacket on. And lastly on the list. Of things your server secretly hate about you. When you walk in, it's sit at a table that has not been cleaned.
Yeah.
All right. It's got dirty dishes on it. It's obviously not ready. Look, even if it just has a napkin and something, just wait for them to clean it.
Is that the same for a bar stool opening up that hasn't been bussed yet?
No, because I feel like bars are different. Because typically, put it this way, if you're going to sit at that bar stool, it obviously still has somebody's remnants there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've been waiting to sit down. That means you've been standing up.
Okay, I just want to.
If there's
sure
a bunch of open bar stools
like,
and you sit
like
in
if
the
they
dirty
start cleaning,
one,
then someone's going to cut in on me because I didn't take advantage of. The
well, the other two is there's still dishes on a table. Like they got to bust it, they got to clean it. Whereas the bartender,
they don't care. They just
there's usually
the
only going to be like a cup and a little plate. You know what I mean? So right. It's much easier for them. And Thrill's right. The bartender knows. Right, that's the only open seat. Yep. I'll grab that real quick and wipe it down.
Thank you, Head Chef. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program, the Random Would You Rather question. We're going to give you this one, Justin. Would you rather marry your girlfriend who reveals to be an alien or marry your girlfriend who reveals that she is a demon? So you can marry your girlfriend, but she's an alien, or marry your girlfriend that reveals that she is a demon. Which one are you picking?
I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. You got to go alien, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
100%.
Why is that?
Because the demon inevitably has ulterior motives, right? Just they might be great in bed, all the stuff you'd want, and you realize the reason they're so good is so nice to you. Just by being demonic, you have an ulterior motive. Or an alien, you're just here, man.
But that doesn't mean that they're interested in you. When you think about serial killers who are married,
mm-hmm.
all right, their wives or significant others, there's no trail, of them doing anything to anyone that they've been with before.
Of course.
People always make those statements. When we were married, there was nothing really suspicious, blah, 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 blah.
The kids, the whole nine.
So it's almost like you're in a safe place if you are with the demon. Because the demon might be a demon, but the demon, if it's with you, is not going to want to kill you or be after you.
But inevitably it will, based on the fact that it's a demon. Once
now
you let it can stay with you until you're dead, but once you're dead, that's when the show really starts.
Right.
Can tell, but they don't care about the guy,
the
physically.
Guy, the guy in whatever, what was it, New Jersey, New York, he just got busted for being a serial killer. He was asking everyone if they'd heard of this guy, the stories and all that stuff, all right. And they finally busted him. Well, he was married.
Sure.
He had kids. They were all fine. Mm-hmm. It was just anybody else.
He's not a demon. He's a serial killer.
Right.
Right, but I consider that an evil thing.
It is an evil thing, but their ulterior motives are a demon by its nature wants your soul.
Right.
If it doesn't, it's not a demon.
I would still want the alien over the serial killer, too.
Good point.
Again, I'm negotiating, but do I get to, if the demon's taking my soul, what do I get? Can I play music?
No. You get whatever the demon gave you. Probably great sex, wonderful life, lots of money, all the things you would sell your soul to the devil for.
This life's going to be great.
Yeah. Man, you got a yacht. You're hanging with the big dogs. You know what I mean? You don't even know how you're making money. You just make money. Like, every time you open your sock drawer, you're like, there is another $10 million freaking dollars in there. I don't know what's happening. So your life's great. But when you die, you know.
The demon gets my soul.
Well, yes, and they might trade it to someone else. Maybe it's like trading cards. I don't know. Like, I have an original tag.
God, that's a tough one.
Really?
But I feel like also if the demon's giving me everything I want, the problem is I will earn to burn in hell for eternity.
Not necessarily. You did not necessarily do anything bad. Look.
Man, if you fraternized with a demon, you kind of earned it.
If you don't know, because they've got to reveal it to you. So you've been with this chick for 10 years, all right? And you don't know what she does to make this money. Cops never come looking for her. FBI's never called you. So it's like, hey, whatever her business is, maybe it's OnlyFans, but I get to spend it. She does not care. She's not the jealous type. I don't understand what it is. And then 10 years in, she's like, oh, look, hey, the reason life's been good, I'm a demon. When you die, I'm taking your soul.
You can't cheat on a demon.
That, man.
I think you can. The demon doesn't care.
You don't know that.
That's what I'm saying.
Why is the devil the devil? The devil's the devil because the devil was jealous. So jealousy, I would imagine, runs pretty rampant in the demon world if he's the head guy, right?
I mean, I don't know. I've seen the devil's advocate. Al Pacino was passing out that stuff to everybody.
Because it's Al Pacino. Hoo-ah!
That's what I'm saying. If I'm married to a demon, like, we're going on sex trips.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
So I'm saying, I'm going to earn my hell status. What do you think that alien chick's going to do to you, man?
How do you earn going to hell if the person you're with, we don't know it's a demon yet, right? But, like, I've slept with 200 other women, and she didn't care.
I guess you're right. You know, that wouldn't make me in the bad.
Okay, what's pro-alien? All right, I understand.
You're interesting. That's back to the space nerd thing, man. All right. But I don't think you have an ulterior motive. And if you do have an ulterior motive, it can only be done in this life.
What if you find out the alien is an octopus like, the boys?
Cool.
We're going to find something out yourself.
Look, we have an
I'm going to find something out about myself, Miles.
We in the human race have our own Kama Sutra book. Aliens probably do, too. So we're going to learn a whole new book of stuff.
Do you think we're bendy enough for their Kama Sutra?
I'm willing to find out.
Why do half the people, though, who say they've been abducted by aliens always talk about an anal probe? It's
you know
Robert Biles. That's what I'm worried about. See, but you can also set the ground rules.
One. I mean, Sasquatch run into you. He doesn't do anything in your butt.
Well, aliens demon would,
you
too.
You don't know that.
The demon's going to.
No, he's not.
It's kind of known. Like, they're going to take that pitchfork and, man, and away he goes.
No. They're doing all kinds of things.
You bet. He's not into that. You can talk with the alien like, hey, I'm not into the probe stuff. Like, you want to have some fun with the
front? But the only people that bring up the probe that got abducted by aliens are the ones that had a problem with it. We might find out 50% are like, yo, man, I've been praying for them to abduct me again because some crazy stuff happened.
They're very generous with the lube on the probe.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. Random. You just don't know. It just depends what you're into.
Alien all day, man.
I agree, man. Someone here, they put it very eloquently and said, oh, I'm effing an alien.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Think Total Recall.
None of them were aliens. She was mutated.
Okay.
I found out later that the three-breasted woman, only the one in the middle was the real one.
Oh, think about Elizabeth Hurley. That movie where she's the devil.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Again. It's all a facade.
What
until you get to
the
other side. And then, bam, now she's this ugly, nasty demon thing.
That's the thing, man. See, I think like Shrek.
Yeah.
Right? So Fiona. Oh. And, no, look, man. I know we're supposed to like her. Hey, guys, I don't care how deep you are and all that. When you see what she looks like, oh, wow, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about this anymore, man.
That's the whole thing, man, is that when you get to the other side, it's curtains, and then you're still alive. Like, eternity starts then.
Right.
It's not good.
That's when it begins.
Right.
Now you're stuck with her. She doesn't look the way she did then.
At least with the alien, it's like, all right, let's see how long we can ride this train.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. The top 10 words that apparently make you lightweights go, ew. I have one for you. One of the most feared words in any language. Just the mere mention of this word has dollar signs appearing before your stressed out eyes. You feel your wallet being pried open and watching all those Grants and Benjamins fly out. Marriage.
Damn.
I don't think a lot of people have Grants in their wallet.
Yeah.
The old $50 bill, yeah, it just doesn't show up much. Maybe in Vegas.
$10 bill, that's kind of not showing up either.
It's like 20s, 1s, and 5s.
That's pretty much what it is. That 20 feels good when it's in there. So these are 10 words that make us cringe. Bottom of the list, they went with the word crevice.
Yeah, there's something about it. Maybe it's just the way you said it.
18% of people don't like the word crevice.
Stuff gets stuck in a crevice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a crevice.
Pretty nice crevice.
Like, I do feel like it can be used colorfully in that kind of just nasty tone.
If I use the word crevice, I'm talking about something.
Gotta spend a little time in there in the back crevice.
I'll be back. Empty out the crevice.
Get that crevice on the back. Call me the crevice man.
That's your nickname. The human crevice.
25% of people didn't like this one. It's a smooth, oily substance used for medicinal purposes.
Ointment.
Ointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that word. I don't know
ointments
why.
Are good. They help. But I'm with you. I just think about strawberry ointment, slapping it on my thighs.
Strawberry ointment?
I don't know. Like, you remember, like, when I went to high school, all the sports stuff was this brand called Kramer.
Okay.
Right? It was like in a yellow tube, like, container. And if you got chub rub, you had to go before every two a day and get a big stick full of strawberry ointment and rub it on your thighs so you could practice.
All right. Good work. It's cure-all. Yeah.
Sounds so bad. Seriously, it's every morning. Hey, Wendy, can I get some strawberry ointment and a banana before practice?
And a banana.
26% of people didn't like this one. A verb that refers to a fluid changing to a solid or semi-solid state, usually blood.
Coagulate. Yeah, nothing good coagulates, right? Like, butter is awesome. Melted butter on something, but the time it coagulates.
Yeah.
Like that grease, yeah.
Right, what else is it that... Oh, you're right, the grease.
The grease in your pan.
Yeah, just makes that nasty gel. Mm-hmm.
It's going right in your stomach, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't think about it.
But your stomach's warm.
You also hate when, you know, you make like a cheese dip or something like that, and then it all coagulates.
Yeah, it gets a little weird.
You get that skin at the top. That used to be almost a pastime for me when I was in school, because, you know, you get the pretzel with the cheese.
Yeah.
And then my friends would get it, they would pay for their lunch, they'd come all the way out to the table that we all hung out at, and then they would just grab it with their fingers in the middle and just peel off that top layer. Yeah. That's
you ever leave like a little bowl of ranch out overnight?
No.
That'll get like a little heart. Yeah, that'll get like a little... It is a scab.
It is, basically, man.
Yeah, because if once you like peel it off, it's like, oh, there's regular ranch over there.
Words that'll make you cringe. 28% of people, a body-related word that... basically, it's a hole on your body, also known as an orifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make me cringe.
You sound like a woman from Long Island talking about the show with Steve Carell. Have you watched the orifice? It's just The Office, please.
I feel like there is one particular point of entry when you're talking about an orifice. Or exit, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Right. It just kind of goes to that one.
It's like the word sphincter, right?
Yeah.
There's like 20 of them in your body.
Right.
Because it's just anything that like opens and closes. But if you say sphincter, everyone's talking about your butt.
Right. What's the technical definition of a sphincter? Just something with like a fleshy...
I think it's something that's fleshy, but it can open and shut. So I want to say there's like a sphincter in your throat.
Right.
Essentially, right, so you don't drop water into your lungs and stuff like that. But that's not the sphincter that anyone is ever talking about.
No, there's only one.
There's only one.
The one that you can count the wrinkles on.
Everything else is a sphincter junior. You think it has your age on there? You like the rings on the tree?
It's got to, man. It's got to.
Let me look at your... Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
29% of people don't like this. Chunk.
Chunk?
Honestly, chunk could go either way. Now, if you're talking, you know...
Talk about blowing chunks?
Blowing chunks, chunks of food, whatever.
Well, chunks of chocolate in your ice cream. So
okay, then it's fine.
Right, that's where I go. Yeah. You know,
chocolate chunk cookie!
Damn it! Man, no! We don't have that in this house!
Boom!
Yeah, I mean, If you get a, if you're drinking something that shouldn't have a chunk in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even like a, I don't know.
That's why they call it pulp. Yeah. They, I mean, really, it's just orange chunks that are sitting. But if they said, now with more chunks, you just wouldn't buy the orange juice.
Because orange chunks sounds like somebody chopped up a bunch of oranges into chunks.
Right. Orange pulp.
You want some chunks of orange?
31 people didn't like this one. It's an ingredient in bread. It can also get infected.
Yeast.
Yeah.
Yeasty.
Yummy, yummy yeast. Yeasty.
Yeah, that's my band, the Yeasty Boys.
33% of us didn't like this one, and honestly, it only refers to one particular part, but the word flaccid.
Yeah. Like, flaccid means flaccid, but again, they're talking about your penis.
There's one thing that is flaccid.
What else do you use flaccid?
Right. Like a noodle? Look,
I guess you're right, it's a flaccid noodle.
You're trying
now
to shoot to pull the rope.
Yeah, flaccid's not happy if you're on the receiving end or you're the one with the stick.
Right.
Or the noodle.
There's a tie, 35% of people. Defecate.
All right.
And panties. I agree with that one.
Panties.
The
oh
word
my God,
panties
we used to work,
did not make me feel
we
good.
We used to work with a girl, man, and she, lady, and that was her word.
Oh, no.
Yeah, panties. Yeah,
yeah, panties got her in a wad.
Well, that one I'll let go, but like I know some people that just use panties to reference any women's underwear.
Right. And any of them on all of them.
Right. And it just, I'm with you. I don't know why. It disgusts me. Right.
It only applies to me, granny panties.
Oh, see, okay.
It's already unsexy, right?
There's, right.
And it's just kind of understood.
Well, I found it more when I was trying to shop for my girls' underwear when they were younger. They were labeled panties. And I was just like, ugh.
All right, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Bernie had a daughter. We were 18. He was like, I got to go get her panties. I'm like, stop.
Don't.
Saying right. That. But that's what they're called.
Panties yes. is a 21 and up word, man.
Yeah.
I want to say underwear.
Yeah. Kids' underwear.
Right. You have children's panties.
Girls'
that
underwear.
Sounds terrible.
I don't say panties.
So why are panties for guys?
You can wear panties if you want, Miles.
Well, what I'm saying is,
we know
like,
a boxer that does.
Like the you know, like the jockey style.
Right.
Why aren't those called panties?
Panties.
Man panties.
Man.
Because the one with
the men's room introduces the men's room man panties.
Man panties.
Trust me.
Oh God, that would suck.
Don't let her have all the fun this year.
You're gonna love them.
He's got a little devil
man
on the back.
Panties.
Wait till you get those panties off when you get home.
And you need some guy that talks panties. Like this.
You know, you're right. We call them jockey style or
jockey style.
Or what do you call the swimsuit?
Briefs? Right, like, or a Speedo?
A Speedo. But you're right. I would never be like, oh, sweet man panties.
You know what? I want to go into Nordstrom now and be like, where's your man panties section?
Man panties, man.
Look at the Tracy Morgan voice.
Couple of water.
I'm looking for man panties.
I wear man panties.
They're punching in the back.
Four cheese lasagna.
Couple honorable mentions before we get to number one. 43% of people said secrete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
45% of people said squelch.
Squelch. What the hell is a squelch?
It's a sound that your radio can make, right?
Squelch.
A squelch.
You mean the sound?
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
I thought squelch was like you... if you're preventing a problem from getting bigger or something.
Oh.
Maybe. I might be thinking the wrong word, but like...
Quash.
Squash? Quash.
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 How about the word quat?
How many times? Can we...
Not even a word, but it sounds awful, doesn't
quat.
It? Call someone a seclicious quat. Neither of those are real words, but they're going to get angry anyway. You seclicious quat.
That's my
What
aunt.
The hell did you call me?
Tune in for Ted versus the FCC tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 on the men's room. Then 51% of people at number two, moist.
Of course.
But then what's at number one? The number one word that makes us all cringe because it's an astounding 55% of people. Really, we're waiting for that drum roll, but it's okay. It doesn't have to show up, Steve.
Mold?
It's a famous soda. I loved this.
Squirt.
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 Yeah.
Oh, I had a moist squirt on my crevice.
I love an ice cold squirt.
No.
I'm start saying I'll go to the bathroom. I'm going to drop my man panties and squirt out my crevice.
I like a warm squirt.
Grab me an ice cold squirt.
Hotter the better.
Squirt on ice. Summertime beverage.
Can I get a lukewarm squirt?
I drink squirt.
Room temperature squirt.
That's the most popular drink in Jamaica.
I'm going to
squirt.
Oh, yeah. Squirt some chunks out of my crevice.
Squirt has real fruit in it in Jamaica. Yeah, you go to a place in Jamaica, like, just give me a squirt and a soda.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROB.
Hello, Dummy. Robert. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Robert, are you sober or not sober?
I'm a little bit in between.
I didn't hear you, Robert. Your phone broke up.
I'm a little bit in between.
All right. What is getting you in between? Would it happen to be a Men's Room IPA?
Oh, no, no, no.
Are you getting stoned?
A little bit of that.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Robert, our Men's Room poll. Only one fry forever. Arby's Curly Fries, Chick-fil-A Waffle, Five Guys, or McDonald's?
I was thinking to stay with Arby's, but then I was kind of remembering how good the waffle fries are from Chick-fil-A. And those are pretty sweet. And I like them on my sandwich, so I'm going to have to stick with that.
Okay.
I'm glad you told us all that, man.
All right, so one fry that didn't show up there, and they're not necessarily fast food fries. Mike, what were you calling them? Psoriasis fries?
That's what my wife calls
them.
Psoriasis fries?
You don't like that battered French fry you get at, like, the Euro joint or whatever? Like, they don't seem to show up in a ton of places, but they're always awesome.
These guys.
Yeah, I do like those, man. That's a good fry.
Not bad. It's always crispy.
By the way, someone says, Thrill, you are right. I could just stop reading there. Houdini used to let people punch him in the stomach. Someone hit him just right and basically gave him an internal injury.
Wow. You got to be careful, man.
I got punched in the gut.
Well, you deserved it.
Robert, I'm shocked by this.
I asked for it.
You asked someone to do it?
Yeah, I did it when I was a teenager. I was like, hey, team, punch me in the gut. And it went down. And like 20 of them did it. And then I was done.
Okay.
Robert, look, I saw a girl that couldn't weigh more than 100 pounds once at a festival. It's like 3 a.m. And she goes, I want to punch somebody in the stomach. I said, okay. She goes, can I punch you? I said, no. And I called my buddy over. She is tiny.
All right.
And he goes, you can punch me. Hey, that bastard had a bruise for like 2 weeks.
Really?
Oh, she was a little monster. She wound up. It's crazy.
Little featherweight.
Yeah.
I would have been pointing and laughing the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next morning, he's like, what happened? I was like, you let her punch you. And he's like, oh, yeah, she's so tiny. But even I was smart. It's 3 a.m. I'm playing light up bocce
those
balls.
Tiny ones have dynamite. Yeah. You got to get it. You they gotta do, remember
man.
That.
Those bony-ass fingers, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Explosion.
All right, Robert, here's your question.
Yes, yes.
What is Nemo's father's name in the movie Finding Nemo?
I believe it's another
the
fish.
Most what? Say that one more time. The most what name?
What is Nemo's father's name in the movie Finding Nemo?
Oh.
I've seen that movie so many times.
It's another fish that can be found in Florida.
I watched it with my kid. I want to say it's Robert, but it's not. I'm going to say it was like David.
Marlin.
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 Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, it is a fish movie, you know.
I think that's the correlation. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. I thought I'd go a bit off, but I was wrong. I forgot. I did see that movie multiple times. It was a good one.
Yes, if you have children, you saw it multiple times. Finding Nemo was released in what year? It's the same year that the space shuttle Columbia burned up in the atmosphere, the same year that Great White concert ended in disaster when 100 people died in a fire, and the U.S. invaded Iraq.
Man, that was horrible. That was 2008?
2003.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
You were close, dude.
But the alcohol and Bud, you know, they'd mix you up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. All right, your question. What comedian and Saturday Night Live alum was a drummer in the early days of Steely Dan?
Oh, I don't remember his name.
It's also, Ted, for you, it's also a town in Maryland.
Yep.
Oh, it is?
He was the drummer in Steely Dan.
In the early days.
Yeah. Then now he's a comedian, and he was on SNL.
He was on SNL, but he's not really a comedian now.
Right.
I know this is crazy, and nobody ever says this, but I don't watch that show.
Okay. He's famous for a ton of stuff, but Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe I didn't get that.
Yep.
I love that man.
Do you?
Yes, much so.
Okay.
He's very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, your question. Nantucket is a part of what state?
Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Massachusetts.
Man, question five, Robert.
You guys heard the big news about Nantucket?
No.
They built a brewery out there and a distillery. So all the rich people are kind of mad because people are sucking it up and taking the 3-hour ferry out there for the day, getting hammered, and then going home.
Oh, nice.
Whoa. All right,
your question, Robert. What building is depicted on the back of a $20 bill?
The building on the back of a $20 bill is, I love 20s. Isn't that the White House?
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewing, the proud brewers of Mintroom IPA and the Mintroom 20th Anniversary Lager. And today we toast 38-year-old Christina Murray of somewhere in Georgia. Christina, she used a donor to get pregnant back in 2023. She selected a donor with, quote, dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyway, in December of that year, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy, but now she's suing the fertility clinic because she's pretty sure they gave her the wrong embryo. And she bases this on the fact that she is white and her baby is black.
Oh! Whoops!
So they did a DNA test and they're like, hey, you're right. She's like, I know I'm right.
Why are you mad?
But the thing is, because they implanted the embryo, and this is what's weird, so the kid doesn't have any of her DNA.
None.
The kid's black, which she was like, hey. But She still took the kid home, breastfed him
for like 5 months until the
other family
came and got the kid.
Came and got the kid, and she's like, look, man, I didn't expect you to have a black kid, but I gave birth to him and breastfed and all that. And like, so she misses her. It's a weird thing, man.
Can you imagine sitting in a bar and this woman goes, you know, I actually gave birth to a black child once.
You'd be like, what? Come on.
I have another white wine there, yeah. Sherry.
I mean, I dabbled in college, but.
Yeah, like, damn. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.